So I'm in the car. It's 7:15 on my way to get a Chinese takeaway. I was thinking about it, and then I saw a tweet from Documentally saying, considering a Chinese takeaway, and that nailed it. I'm on my way. It's a beautiful summer evening. It's quite exhilarating now, realizing that I kind of did a double take this morning at work. I filled a cup of coffee from the machine and looked to my right through the kind of lovely, hazy, sunny day in London and straight at Big Ben. And I just, suddenly I'm just, all the fighting, all the anxiety, all the doubts, all the conflict, all the sense of loss, the people that I miss. I had a day today where it's day 4 of the contract I'm working in. Had a bit of a spat with another developer, but a good one. One of those kind of really geeky arguments that means you've encountered someone who's passionate about stuff, and resolved it. Made a friend. Still bizarre that I'm in the comic relief offices, and I'm excited now because you've got to fight in this life. And I spent 4 weeks worrying myself sick about this, and now it's happening, and I'm actually starting to feel comfortable. I know that I'm comfortable inside a larger zone, comfort zone, if that makes sense. Still lots of challenges to come, but it's the beginning of something massive. A freer life, more experiences, more courage. And then I think the only reason for that is to pass that on to other people, to let them know that, you know, you don't have to settle for second best. You won't always get it, and you won't always succeed, but you can always win in your heart and your head. So that's how I'm feeling, man. And I've got the right to feel like that because I put myself through the emotional ringer to make it happen. And it's also, to top it off, it's working for a good cause. The atmosphere is ridiculously relaxed. There's lots of heavy work to do, but it's so different to anything I've been involved in the last couple of years in terms of commercial arena and work. One of my friends, my dear Italian friend Gianni, has found the woman of his dreams, and he's moving to Tucson, Arizona. So he's coming over tomorrow night for beers. So there'll be some audio booze from him because I want to record it for posterity. Mr. Gianni Pilato will be in the house. And then on Saturday, I'm up at the Roundhouse with Christian, with Documentally, and maybe some other people, covering the Long Player live. And on Sunday, I'm at my dear friend Mike's house for his little boy TJ's birthday party, which is absolutely incredible. So I feel bountiful and grateful. And if you want to get something, you want to move, just keep fighting. Just keep fighting.